Well, I had written that song about 8 years ago, and it was about a. It was at a time when I was working at a very stressful job as a child protection worker, and that job had really broken my spirit. It was clearly the wrong job for me, and often I would come home so broken, and to cope, I would write music in private because I was too shy to play for anyone. So. Anyway, after 2 years of that job, my body had suffered, and I had actually almost collapsed from the stress. And I had felt like I was just going through the motions of life, you know, and I felt like a robot. And I remember thinking, how can I get out of this job? Because it is not me, and it is not what I want. But what I really wanted to do was start playing my songs for people. And I thought maybe other people are going through similar matters, and maybe I can help inspire them. So I said a prayer and said, God, if you can give me the courage to do this, I would love to resign from this particular job and focus on music. And so one night I decided, you know, I would call up my friend Ian, who owns a music venue in called the Wild Bistro here, and ask if I could come and play a few songs. And he said, yeah, sure, come on down. And as I was driving to the venue, I remember thinking, if I fail, at least I know I tried. And I guess I'm still here doing music. So, you know, I guess the beacon of light, in essence, is about that. It's just about asking yourself the questions like, what does my heart want to do, and what do I want to do in life? And sometimes it doesn't happen overnight, but if you acknowledge it, and it took me to get to that level to acknowledge it, and then make a plan to work towards my dreams. And my life is a work in progress, but it's been a wonderful journey so far.